You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The epic saga of The American Journal. First with David Knight, then Harrison Smith, Ronna Morello, and now Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. The final hour. It all ends here, but we're going to close things out with a bang. We're going to get your calls on the board. We want to hear what you have to say on misinformation, on the deep dive we just covered, on topical news, what's breaking right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to read out the number.
Go ahead. No,
I'm going to read out the number real quick. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Go ahead and call it.
We would like to hear from you. I would like to hear from you guys. What do you guys think about the deep dive, the whole misinformation thing? I mean, like, you could debate, but at the same time, this
we want to hear what people have to say. We don't need to hear about the black popes meeting on the dark side of the moon to initiate the Jesuit Holocaust or whatever. We don't need to hear about that today. So thank you. We appreciate it. Yes, it's all secret hand symbols. I don't even know what I'm doing, but
somebody said I do this. Yeah. Like, sometimes, like, my hands naturally go to this motion, and they said I'm part of, like,
zoom in. There we go.
They said I'm part of the Illuminati or something. Yeah. And it's just kind of funny.
You are. It's all true. It's like, all true.
I always had that pose even before I got into media, but I digress.
We're getting it's a crank call, but it's a very good one. We're getting Mark Levin. He's calling in. So we got Mark Levin on the board. Let's just go ahead and take that if he's screened. Mark, are you happy with the tweet that Trump put out?
Right, the plan is finally all together now.
Oh no!
That's right.
No, what happens next from here? Has he finally listened to you and Laura Loomer? Is he eating out of the palm of your hand?
Oh, not only is he listening to me, but we have completely cut him off of your methylene blue.
And oh no!
We don't let him take it, T Rex. We don't let him take it. That's right, because it makes them more powerful. That's the sole secret. We kept them off of it.
Well, did y'all watch Lord of the Rings and you saw like Grima Wormtongue whispering to the king and keeping him weak, and you're like, we have to do that to Trump? Was that part of the protocol? Was that inspiration?
That's what we tell you. We tell you what we're going to do in the movies. We've been telling you this for years, and now we don't care. The mirror's off, the curtain's down. It is go time, baby. It was all a trick.
Hey, Mark, how do you feel that you're part of the new Avengers, man? You're part of the new squad.
I am not only Micro Mark Levin. I don't care if people say I have a micro penis, because it's true. I'll tell the world now. I'll tell the world that I got a micro penis. And what I do with it, here's the thing. I had to take it out of my first book. The publisher said, you better take this out because people will make fun of you, just like they did in college. And I said, I'll show them. This is where my anger comes from. And I don't care anymore. I'm letting it all loose.
So that's why you've had such a successful career then, I guess. Maybe you and Trump are bonding over that as well.
That's right. That's right. There's a secret culture of us. And we jam Vienna sausages up there. And we tie off the skin because we don't get uncircumcised. You know that. We don't get circumcised.
Oh, you don't play that. All right. It's getting a little dicey now. All right.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I mean, we watch your show, Mark. And like Trump has been telling us, he says you're the source of information. Aren't you proud of that, to be the official state media now?
That's right. I am. I have been for years, because we are the ones. We are the ones who rule the world. You don't know this, but you finally are starting to figure it out.
Wow.
We finally said, you and Tucker and your dad, you're all gone now.
Wow.
It is all of us. We are in control.
No, we're not going to let you win, Levin. Thank you for calling and always appreciate the call. Thank you, Micro Mark.
Love the products.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. See, even they have to keep it away from Trump. He can't take the methylene blue.
Let's go to number two, Sean in California. You are on the air. What's going on, man?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Rex. I just want to, congratulate you guys on the future endeavor you're going to be putting on. I, dropped by on your YouTube channel last night. And I want to make a quick observation. If Mark Levin said, yeah, he'd be a dead ringer for Skeletor. And I realized he got that name Micro Mark because, you know, when the Moyle was doing the whole circumcision thing, it turns out they were only paying the guy in tips. So, you know, that's kind of a mishap type issue.
All right, that's a bit brutal.
Sean, that's a bit brutal. It was funny.
It's very funny. We like to call it a family show. Do you have a political remark, something on the deep dive, maybe?
Well, I'll keep it simple. When, you know, the American people are having foreign governments directing what we the people are doing, we the people have got to push back on this and can't let it pass. So in a way, it's kind of a mixed blessing of what we've been having these last few weeks. Loving what Melania did yesterday, because now America has to decide, are we going to do what Melania wants and get Congress to expose this Epstein issue? Or are we going to, you know, kind of keep messing around in the Middle East where we have no business? Nowhere in the Constitution has it ever written that, hey, we got to go, you know, looking for foreign wars for oil and have an American empire. That's been a term this week I've heard a lot. American empire? Where is that in the Constitution?
I'm kind of worried about Melania, you know. Like, she's – and Trump doesn't take dissent very well. And, you know, he's in the Epstein files. He's one of the people that could be, you know, implicated on this. We kind of already have a strong feeling. But, you know, Trump might be trying to collect some Mario coins because I just – He's very, like, irate these days.
But think about it, though. She comes out, like, on Easter, the day after Easter, and she's walking with Trump, and the reporters are like, Melania, what do you think of the children in war zones? What do you think about the kids being bombed? And she goes, like, they're being bombed for their future, basically, is the remark that they give. And, like, she's also out there. She says, like, oh, like they put out that giant, like, film, like the Melania film and all that. So yep. I look at it as to, like, what's the thing that's making her switch up now? Did she just recently have, like, in the last, like, 48 hours have some sort of change of conscience? But because, like, she's out there saying, like, the kids are getting bombed for their future. But this Epstein thing seems to just outweigh everything else, right?
Yeah, it does.
Thank you for the call.
Let me add real quick, and I'll go. Look into Ivanka, you know, what happened when she passed away while Trump was in office. Maybe Melania got a little message.
Are you talking about one of his other wives? You're not talking about his daughter, right? His daughter's still alive.
The daughter's mom. The first
same
wife.
Name. Gotcha.
Ivanka. Whichever.
Okay. All right. Just clarifying because we got a big audience here. We got to make sure. Thank you so much, Sean in California. Let's go to Tim in Gates Foundation in Seattle. How are you doing?
Hey guys. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Yep. Good. I'm walking outside the Gates Foundation right now, bullhorning them, and I just wanted to thank you guys for continuing the fight.
Awesome.
Never, you know, we need you for the next 25, 30 years to inspire other Americans. So just never quit, please.
What'd you think about the deep dive? I don't know if you did you get a chance to catch it?
No, I caught a little bit of it, and you're totally right. We are being infiltrated by ideas to weaponize our responses at a later time, and we have to be very careful and diligent about it. So I appreciate you doing that too.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. Really appreciate it. Keep bullhorning them. Keep giving them hell. Thank you, Tim. Really appreciate that. Let's go to Robert in Alabama on the deep dive. What are your thoughts on deep dive, Robert? How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Like your dad says, there's good propaganda and there's bad propaganda. But then there's, you know, good propaganda that they obscure it and use bad means and, you know, tell you it's good. So you think it's a good idea. But they go about means to, you know, that impact us negatively.
Right. Okay.
No, I agree with you on that. Again, it's very hard to tell what's right and wrong today or what's true because everyone's truth can be local to them, you know? So it's like that's why I do the deep dive. That's why I try to filter out a lot of the noise and try to give you guys the signal because it is very difficult to have the discernment. And I think what InfoWars does a good job at is like not trying to control the narrative.
Sure. And it's just mixed opinions too, right? Cause we got a different opinion. Harrison has a different opinion than my dad, even though we might agree on like 60 to 70% of the stuff going on, you know, like there's a lot of room there, and that's why like we're authentic and the mainstream media is not. Thank you for the call, Robert. Let's go to Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, dang it. All right. Sorry, bad form on our end. Apologize, Robert. Call into the weekly show. Thank you very much. Let's go to Anthony in Texas. True Social post on Palantir and the Great Reset.
Yo, Rex, it's Anthony Graffio.
Yo, is it breaking news? That's why I took the call. Is there breaking news right now?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it in because, you know, the whole situation with Trump going against your dad and everybody yesterday. Well, today, two things that Trump put it on Truth Social was world's most powerful reset. Yeah. So if we put great in front of that, that's basically just a WEF talking point, right? The Great Reset.
Sure.
Then he champions Palantir. Palantir Technologies has proven to have great warfighting capabilities and equipment. Just ask our enemies. President DGT. So these are like all things that we are being proven right once and once again, that Trump is not on our side. Like, right. I don't know how much, like, how much more we can be shown this, how much more MAGA could be shown that Trump is not on our side.
The U.S. president shouldn't be saying he's going to destroy civilization, and they've got the stock letters in there. Yeah,
that's the best part about this. Hey, go buy some Palantir stock. He's signaling to you guys.
It's time to pump it up. It's time to pump the stock.
Time to make some money, baby.
Pump it up.
Yeah. Wow.
It's insane, guys. Great show, though. Just want to bring that on for you guys to let you know that that was being said.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. Thank you, Anthony. Let's go to Inner City Rogue. Okay, in Denver, from the deep dive in Trump's fallout.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'd like to just kind of talk a little bit about the gray area that you guys mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many bots I'm talking to so far. Probably ridiculous, but I'm having to kind of filter out some of my social media friends and whatnot, make sure they got real pictures and stuff like that, because obviously there can be a lot of bots, and that's something to definitely watch out for. So,
sure.
But when it comes to Trump, I kind of want to talk about that because nobody really seems to get kind of why this whole 180 change has took place, because this clearly isn't dementia. This isn't just him getting old or whatever. This is clearly a distinct type of characteristic that many people just kind of throw out the window. They just don't really take serious, and that's demonic possession. Witchcraft is very real, and this is totally the case of demonic possession. I guarantee you, you got witches and people in his cabinet, particularly Jared Kushner.
No. I'm going to interrupt you right now. We can just go ahead and name some of them for you. Paula White, for example. Paula White literally wears she wears a red devil suit and prays it in tongues, which means she like babbles in demonic language over Trump while she has her like claw paw on him. Mm-hmm. So yes,
exactly.
this is 100% real. And even if you don't believe it out there in the audience, the viewing, listening public, they believe in it. They believe that it's real. Okay. It's not just this arbitrary thing. Like this is a very real thing. And you know what? Like there are some aspects to the whole like dementia decline thing that I actually do agree with, but I don't think that has to necessarily be separate from what you're describing. Does that make sense?
You there?
Oh, he dropped. Okay. All right. We appreciate the call. Who do you want to take? Abraham looks good.
Yeah. Let's go ahead with Abraham from Staten Island.
How are you doing?
Gentlemen. Excellent. Great, great, great breakdown. Very good. As soon as you emphasize that, the following content is specific for extra attention. Our minds go into a deep dive, literally. So yes, to label it that way, great content. My mother was a Russian college professor, and they are light years ahead of us in terms of structuring influence over society. And I want to say that I think our president, if he really does drink Diet Coke every day, if he really does eat McDonald's frequently, that toxicity is causing his mind to malfunction.
Yes.
I know of a great woman that started drinking Diet Coke every day. She got multiple sclerosis triggered by it. There's some crappy stuff, aspartame. He's consuming aspartame every day.
Buckets of it.
And he probably has a huge stock portfolio interest in it. He's plugging it, you know, as well. So that's what, right before I called, I had to realize this. Now we got to revisit the fake blood that may have been on his ear. This may have been a contrived event because the big boys were fitting him in there to make us all drop our guards. Like, oh, our hero, he survived death. Oh, we know God is guiding him now. And maybe that guy really did get the sniper aims for the civilian in the back who he gave $1 million to. So maybe the civilian was sacrificed to sell the gimmick.
Now, one thing I want to step in here, I definitely see your perspective on this, but remember, you know, it's very easy when there's complicated situations to say, well, it was a false flag, those types of things. The fact of the matter is we don't 100% know.
It is so crazy.
It is hard.
It is so crazy, though, to look at events like this and they happen, and then we're told that, oh, you know, you'd think if you were the president of the United States or the president-elect and you had just gone through an assassination attempt and you had won, you were in office day one, I want you to release public investigation, everything on my killers and why they did it and all the information you have. We haven't heard a word about Thomas Crooks, the supposedly Iranian assassin who wears the Mount Rushmore shirt.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, and the reason why I say it's more complicated, because if you remember while he's sitting there looking at the sign, to time up the timing of him moving his head and also the bullet at the same time. Again, I work in a world of probabilities. It's very hard to get that accurate. And there's like, just imagine if someone says, okay, I'm going to play a trick on you and you have to line up and I have to like fake pretend to shoot you. And people actually died. So that's how we know they're real bullets, right? But it's like, I have to fake pretend to shoot you and you need to just fall down. It's like, I'm not taking that risk of you potentially missing.
It is crazy that he didn't get like sprayed. You know, it is crazy. It was the shot and it killed the civilian in the back. Like you say, I mean, great, great call, man. Like we understand that perspective. And here's the thing, like we're not going to shame people for examining any possibilities. So thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And I'll clarify. My whole point is just bringing alternative things. I mean, here's the thing. There can be partially true. Things can
sure.
be. But it's just, again, that's why for me, I just wait till I see all the facts.
I believe it's real, but I'm willing to question things and look at it from all angles. Thank you, Abraham, for the great call out there in Staten Island, keeping it real. Let's go to Phil and Leander talking about the deep dive.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I've been a listener for 20-some-odd years. Always loved Alex and the information, and
right.
I just want to try to give a little bit of perspective to the dynamics of what's going on. I mean, the narratives and what they're putting out for us to consume is not an accident. And I can only hope that behind all the smoke and mirrors, which I can't imagine you can unravel this worldwide cabal enterprise that's so sophisticated, you know, you name it, the banking system, the pharmaceutical system, it's so extreme and so there's so many dynamics. I don't see how Trump could possibly find a happy medium and please everybody. So I think just personally, I think Alex, to some extent, and he's getting some ridicule from some other talk show hosts, particularly Nino Rodriguez, who I think is pretty sharp and got some good resources. I don't know. It seems like Alex took a huge turn against Trump. I get it. You know, Iran, it looks like the end of the world, and he said Pelletier's controlling him and blah, 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 blah.
Okay, wait. So we can't just brush over the war. You understand my dad's been anti-war for 32 years, and Trump promised no new wars, and he's violated everyone's trust, and that's why Trump's attacking us now is because we're being ideologically consistent. He's lied to everyone's face.
I agree with you 100%, but here's one other I'm not arguing with you. I just want to give you a different perspective. So there's a thing called the Promethean Project. This lady's been studying politics and Middle East dynamics for 30 years, just like Alex. And what she's to unravel this incredible, behemoth of corruption, it takes so much. It's like Mission Impossible, right? It's like one of those things. We can't nail down any kind of solid perspective, but when you start infusing narrative that ideologically, and I'm accusing you guys of it to some extent. I think you're balanced, but to some extent, it's hard. We're humans. To throw the baby out with the bathwater because Trump looks wacky now and he's doing decisions that are not consistent with what he promised. Listen, I'm the first ones offended by that. I was the biggest Trump supporter. I'm not against him, but I just think it's so complicated and so convoluted, and there's so much at stake that has to be. I mean, this lady from Promethean Project.
All right, we appreciate the call. We only have 3 minutes left. I want to have time to respond to you, and I want you to respond as well.
Yeah.
I would say, where is your red line? Where is your limit? We know where ours is. You guys that still support the president despite what he's doing. I mean, it's a mental illness in my view, and no amount of fact or logic I could present. You just say, oh, it's unfixable. Oh, we can't expect him to untangle all these scenarios. Hey, we can actually expect people to not send planes and massive military shipments to the Middle East thousands of miles away. All he had to do to keep our support was to keep the troops home.
Yeah.
That's all he had to do. Your thoughts, Tim?
Well, to give him some grace in terms of what he was saying, yes, the issues, the topics, the things, the decisions that he makes are complicated.
Please. No.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let me finish my thought here.
Go ahead.
They are complicated in a sense that we don't know how the system actually works in the background, who puts pressure, what's being said, those conversations. Again, but if you have a conscience and you have the ability to not sacrifice your soul, there are basic bare minimums that needed to be met that hadn't been met. And that's where I'm trying to establish the ball here is like, it doesn't matter everything at the end of the day. You know, you could hate him, love him. The fact is that the American people were suffering. They asked for a solution. And what's clear and that you can't refute is that there hasn't been a clear solution up till now.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about a solution? So what did we elect him to do, Phil, in your view?
Well, I think you're right. You're making your point is poignant. I'm just trying to not throw all the baby out with the bathwater because we sent troops over there. Fact of the matter is the level of threat that he had to impose. This is going after the Bank of London. This is going after the Chinese. Everybody says, oh, it's a war with Iran, and oh, my God, we're going to sacrifice lives and blah, blah, blah. Look, we sacrificed as many lives with the COVID shot as we did in World War II, and everybody's in a panic. Oh, it's a war, blah, blah, blah. The world's been at war from day one. Now, I mean, war's necessary at this point to unravel this behemoth.
Wow.
And then, I know it sounds nutty, but look. I haven't seen anybody else with this.
We appreciate your call. Not trying to cut you off. We got like literally. I'm looking at the clock. It's like 41 seconds.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're still going to take more calls. Don't leave.
Yes, it's so cold in here. It's crazy. I'm shivering. Yeah. The jacket is actually functional. It's not just for show.
Yeah, it is functional. But we appreciate you guys joining us here. We're still going to take more callers. We want to hear from you. This is the last show on the American Journal. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We love you all. Don't we love the audience, Tim?
Yeah.
We love you all.
Love you guys.
Viewers, listeners out there, we're doing the morning with you. We're on the American Journal. Last trip around the sun today. Let's do it.
Have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.